Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Professor Applewhite, that's me, and let me know how you're doing. I care. I care about whether or not you have modified or changed your mentality about illness, and that you've evaluated the issues of self-pity in your life, or that you've helped someone else by the radio broadcast that we've been doing now for three parts, which is taken from my book, The Illness Mentality, that's due to hit the press in June of this year, in summer of 2011. Well, how do we start this show this morning as a wrap-up of all the things that we've discussed about modifying our mentality? You see, the description of today's show is pretty easy to read and to and say, okay, this is what we're going to talk about. But as you call in, and that call-in number is 1-646-727-3758. So as you call in, I want you to call in with how this show has helped you, or whether or not you embrace now a wellness mentality, or are you still holding on to the illness mentality that stops your whole progress? It hinders your progress moving forward. So either way, whether you're still in the illness mentality and you need a little bit more help just to push you in a direction of progression, positive progress, or if you've reached that wellness mentality and understanding that self-pity is not a sin, a terrible, horrible thing, that we all have it, and especially in your situation, if anything traumatic has happened to you and you've been able to overcome it by prayer, by focus, by just having a recognition of your goal and where you are now, can help you so much to move to the next step. So let's share some stuff together, and I'll go ahead and share this job, the show description first with you. And that is that we're going to discuss the concepts of illness mentality versus a wellness mentality and self-pity. We're going to overview in this part three of three. And Professor Applewhite, which is me, and the team of White Apple Institute, asked teachers and students and invited guests to share their viewpoints about work ethics, academic success, about being an adult learner, age, social disadvantages. Listen to that one. Social disadvantages, disability, gender, and the process of spiritual growth. One thing I'd like to add in here is that change is inevitable. We are all going to change. Look at you now, some of you at 25, 26 years old and try to remember back when you were 6, 7, 8. It's challenging to look at ourselves, especially if we are in a state of disability and we're wrapped up in this illness mentality. How do we get out? Let me out so I can grow. Because change is inevitable, but spiritual growth is optional. You have an option. You have a choice to spiritually grow through these broadcasts. Or just to sit there, if that's all you can do right now, and absorb not only the words, but the energy behind the words, so that eventually you can move into feeling really great about breaking through. I hear many people talk about coming out. And this is a term that's used by many lesbian and gay couples. And I was just analyzing how important this day is to them. So this coming out is kind of like you're coming out. It's like you're breaking through this cocoon of being surrounded by an illness mentality. So it comes from the environment and whatever social disadvantages that you perceive about your past, about your childhood. And to move that more into an adult situation is not the easiest thing for me to do. But I do it because I know I have to push through. And I've got probably one of the most difficult places to begin with. And for those of you who have this, we can chat. If you don't want to go on air, we can chat by you just signing in, logging into the chat. And that's a way that you can stay in touch with your professor here, and we can talk and see if we can help each other. So the chat room is opening up now for those of you who are calling in and do not wish to participate on live air, okay? So keep that in mind, and I will check that periodically through the show.
I'm tired, huh?
Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/student to teacher, the student. And you'll be able to see the show there when you log in and register. And also you can register for a reminder of the show on Saturday morning. I think that's pretty great, too, in itself. But join us if you don't want to, like again, I said, be on air or, if you just wish to be anonymous on this call, that's fine. I've been reading a book called The Purpose Driven Life. And strangely enough, I've come across this book before, and I have been blessed with two copies, one from my best friend. In fact, two of my very best friends, Kim Owens, who's also a board member for White Apple Institute, and Ellen Morton in Las Vegas, who blessed me with this book. And about the chapter that I'm reading is about adapting our limitations, and that just stood out as, oh my God, that is exactly what I've been talking about on the show, is that we have to admit to our limitations, and once we do, we'll feel a lot better, because that's what has to be done with everyone. And with any change in our life, we have to admit our limitations, my friend.
Yeah.
You know, we... It's funny, many of us think that we're in so much control over our lives. But we're not. And anyone logically knows that. We can only hold our breath for a good minute, maybe two. But to give us these balls, the stress balls, is very, very helpful. Stress balls, relaxation exercises, visualization will help us release this total control attitude that some of us possess. Because you can't totally be in control. Think about this for a minute. Because you cannot control the blood that flows through your heart and through your body, even when you're asleep at night. So you are placed in God's hands. And know that. I've met people who have told me that they woke up in the middle of the night and they were so uncomfortable about where they were. Is that right? Is anybody out there that can relate to that? I'll check chat room. And because I have definitely received information on that. And I'm very proud of all of you, all of the listeners out there, almost 9,000 listeners at this point. And without any advertisement, all of the fans of this show have really gained something. At least that is the indication by your constant listening to the show on Saturday morning. From 10 to 11. Great slot of time. So, what have we learned even from the beginning, from the music, from the conversations that we've had? This clothing that we wear is number one. It was created for warmth.
Right here, you can actually see the spores.
You know, Adam and Eve may have been able to go for so long
without
being dressed fully. But here we are.
Is not doing anything.
Here we are.
Leave it alone. Let it circulate. It will. If you're looking at penicillins, spores are penicillin forms. But that represents.
Well, my friend.
It's, you know, all.
Here we go. The total control attitude.
Goes through the duct work and then obviously our lungs.
We can't change.
Is this something
we can't change even as intelligent as we perceive ourselves.
We want to get it clean. We want to get a UV light in there.
Our bodies, whether they're wheelchair-bound or bed-bound.
Properly. We have one issue where you
go. Or we change in age.
Opposed to the new
we change in our intelligence level. Think about that as we're growing older.
$5,000 into it.
We want change. Some of us want change so badly in our bodies.
Well, see, that's the reason why.
That we want to go and get plastic surgery done. Because we want something different, a different look about ourselves.
This home.
But that's still not total control.
If it's not a financial situation.
Because as you know, and as the news reports,
plastic
surgery has its limitations also.
Because
and sometimes infections and all kinds of things can arouse. Rise by just trying to change our bodies,
as far as
our precious bodies, into something that we think it should look like.
Technology works.
And it's very rare that you find someone who is very happy with the way they look.
Easiest way to explain.
They don't have any complaints.
We were to go out in the front yard here with a rock and it has direct sunlight, we're not going
to
see anything.
I want you to.
We were to pick that rock. Now,
think about dealing with the so-called limitations in your life.
A direct killer.
Yeah. Rick Warren, again, purpose-driven life, goes into saying, when faced with our own limitations, we react with
cleaning the machine up.
It's now,
program customer saving review.
Anger and resentment.
Retail price on a UV light is $675.
And we begin to start noticing that God gave others.
Now,
this is how some people perceive
that
God gave others characteristics that we don't have.
Give you a clean bill of health.
And we respond with envy and jealousy and self-pity. Oh, my goodness. When he said that, it was like the words just jumped right off the page at me.
And that way,
self-pity.
You can at least submit it.
Let's think about that for a minute. Others having the characteristics that we don't have.
Okay, it needs to be replaced. You know what I mean?
And we respond with envy, jealousy, and self-pity.
I look at a lot of things.
Those are some very, very serious terms. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to miss the caller that called in. Please try to call back in again.
We'd
love to hear from you.
Check the compressor. We checked your blower mode.
I think I lost you on the switchboard. So please feel free to call back in.
Okay.
But you know,
it's
so important that we understand that the characteristics that we have, that we possess, are ours. And it's up to us to change our perception, not necessarily change the body. Try changing your perception of yourself so that you don't land up with envy and jealousy of others. And feelings of self-pity because you don't look the same way as you think you should look. And we have a caller coming in. Good morning. This is Professor
Applewhite. Good morning. Nazim Rashid here.
Nazim Rashid, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I don't know if you've been hearing a little bit about our broadcast here, talking about the characteristics that we see in others, and we start responding with envy, jealousy, and self-pity because we want those characteristics ourselves.
So
I was talking earlier, and I remember that some time ago you and I did a show together, and we talked about the factor that you know we look at ourselves. We have to change how we look at ourselves. And go deep inside and look at the spirituality of who we are first.
Right, right, absolutely, yeah. You're right.
So important. We have another caller online right now. Okay.
So I'm going to tell her very simple. Just stick it back up in there.
This is Professor Applewhite, and I appreciate you calling in. You're on air. If you do not wish to speak right now, that's okay. We just want you to be with us this morning.
Now, do you have any questions?
So thank you so much.
About anything that we've explained?
You're very welcome.
We just watched out.
All right.
Area for
I hope you're enjoying the show.
And then,
so, anyway, when we're talking about this self-pity, we're wrapping up part 3 of 3 of modifying our mentality about being ill and evaluating self-pity, Azim.
Yes.
We're asking teachers and students and any guests that have been invited today to discuss how they deal with self-pity and jealousy and envy, especially when something traumatic has happened in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we start running a tape, a very negative tape. We rewind it back to our childhood, to things that have happened to us, and we stay in that state, in that past state, without moving forward and hitting the play button in our life. Push it forward, do a little fast forward, and push it forward a little bit and be in the present moment. Don't you agree?
Right. Absolutely, you're right, yes.
Now, I know you've experienced self-pity. Everybody has at one time or another.
Mm-hmm.
How do you pull out of it?
Well, first you have to recognize where it comes from. Sometimes, and we have to be real about this, sometimes we have some real depression going on, and it's beyond just feeling bad. Sometimes it's really chronic depression that has to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to realize where it comes from. And then there are times where you have like a borderline, you have maybe a little bit of that, and you're able to shake it off. And so you really got to realize, first of all, where it comes from. And then where it comes, then you can do something about that. Sometimes you need to have intervention, professional intervention.
Yeah.
And sometimes not. So you have to recognize what you can do and what you need assistance with.
Mm-hmm.
That's important, all right? So now, as far as the parts where you can handle it yourself, what do you do then? Well, you start thinking about the blessing. You start thinking about what is happening that's good with you. What's going on with you? You know, favorite of you. If you have a bunion on your foot and you're complaining about that, and you think the whole world's against you because you got a limp, you see somebody with one leg.
Exactly.
All right?
It happens.
And the person with one leg is smiling.
Mm-hmm.
You say, oh my God, how could I be, how could I be in this kiddie pool with my bunion on my foot? That person has one leg and they're smiling.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
And people have taken that one bunion in the foot or one of the toes or whatever, and believe it or not, because of the way they perceive themselves, before you know it, within a few months, sometimes a few weeks, there's something else wrong that has grown out of that skin.
Right.
Which is affecting now the whole leg.
Yeah.
Right. So stay in the illness mentality of bringing more and more self-pity. And not that self-pity is wrong. I want our listeners to remember our past shows. We agree that there is a time for self-pity, but there's also within that a time to roll up your sleeves and say, okay, whatever is wrong with my foot, my toe, my hand, if I have a migraine headache, let me take care of it so that it doesn't move to another level and I can't do what I need to do.
Right. That's right.
That's a working condition. So what about the heating aid?
Go ahead, sir.
I don't think that our listeners know who you are.
Let's introduce who you are first. I mean, I know who you are, and I totally respect your position. This is Nazim Rashid, not only the composer of the music that you hear at the beginning of the show, but also, obviously, he co-hosted with me on this show and has now moved on to having his own show, The Mentor Man, which follows this show at 11 o'clock. And it's a great show about finding this happiness after you get over what we're talking about here. You know, we're talking about it on a very basic level. Nazim Rashid takes the situation that we're talking about and moves it into a whole different level of visualization. Did I say that pretty good for you?
Yeah, you're fine. That's, you're doing a great job. Sure, of course. And really, it's all about discovering how to really love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You see, how to really love yourself. And unfortunately, most of us don't do that.
Right. Right. This is so true. Lately, I've been asking people, are you looking in the mirror at yourself? And they're looking at me like, what do you mean? Sure, I get in the mirror and I brush my hair and do whatever I have to do. I said, but, you know, just try 4 minutes. Just look at yourself a little while longer in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And see what happens. First off, you'll sense comfort. I remember my students doing this. I had mirrors that I would bring in. And the discomfort was unbelievable at the first onset of just looking at yourself without doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Outward beauty, because now you're looking deep into your eyes, and you begin to really, as an old saying, I don't know who said it, but the eyes are the mirror of the soul.
Right.
And when they start looking at themselves, when we start looking at ourselves that way, we go deeply into almost a trance, and that can happen if you just stay there for 2 minutes. And I know you're probably, well, that's no big deal. But try it. You'll find that it feels like trendy. And you want to get rid of the mirror. You don't want to look at yourself anymore. But try staying there for at least 2 minutes. Or maybe even longer. that you can really understand what am I doing, where do I need to go, and visualize your goals so that you can go come over this. Tao Te Ching is a Chinese philosopher. It's so interesting what he said, listeners out there. He said, only when we are sick of our sickness shall we cease to be sick. The sage is not sick, but is sick of sickness. And this is the secret of health. Isn't that something? The sage or the master or the priest or whatever you're talking about, whatever person that is, they're not sick, but they're sick of sickness. I use the expression, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Mm-hmm. And when you get to that point where you really don't want to, you recognize the bunion on your foot, like you were talking about earlier, you go and take care of it at the doctor. You deal with whatever pain you have to deal with, even some self-pity, and then you move on. And you go back to work, and you go back to school, whatever it is that you're doing in your life. And you don't forsake your family and friends because of the pain and suffering that you're in. Do you agree?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Absolutely. Yeah, and focus on the good. You got to focus on the good. When you look in the mirror, you have to see only goodness there.
Mm-hmm.
Only goodness. And love it. Laugh. Have a good time. Pretend you're high-fiving yourself. Have a great time. Laugh. Have fun.
Yes. Laugh at your... You think your nose is out of shape and you don't like the way your nose looks? Look at your nose and laugh a little bit, okay?
Yeah, laugh.
Look at whatever you want.
So what happens, you're laughing in love.
Yes.
You see? You're laughing in love. It's great. You see, this is wonderful. I love this experience. Dance a little bit. Shake a little bit. Wiggle a little bit. Swirl a little bit. Turn around. It's great. Yeah. You're on stage. And you have a whole bunch of you in the mirror, and they're your audience. And they're all saying, yay! To give you a same ovation. More. Get us more.
There you go.
Yeah, that was a good time.
There you go. And you know, if you can afford to get one of those long mirrors that are on the wall, that's even better. Affirmations on there. Affirmations, ladies and gentlemen out there. Affirmations are statements about yourself and how you see yourself.
Right.
You know, I have a young lady now, she's in a wheelchair, just like myself, and she sticks these affirmations now all over her bathroom mirror. And it says things like, you know, I'm beautiful, I'm wonderful, I'm a beautiful spiritual being, you know, and she goes into this whole thing. She's got so many of these things all over her mirror, all over her refrigerator, to remind her of how beautiful and wonderful she is, regardless of wheelchair or whatever she's dealing with. She knows that she is beautiful inside and outside.
Yep.
Because that is how she chooses to see herself, right?
That's right.
Chooses to see herself that way. And, you know, as we move forward into understanding how complete our spirit is, that there's nothing missing, that there's that we're not disorganized in our spirit. Our spirit is what God has given us to make. It's like the gas and oil that's in the car that makes it go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that's what our spiritual growth is all about. You know, you're going to change. Things are going to happen in your life to alter your physical being, to alter where you are. But okay, moving on. Like Anasim says, look in the mirror, laugh, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Yes.
And if you can do that, you will see an immediate change in how you're modifying your mentality about being ill. you are changing your illness mentality into a wellness mentality. And it doesn't mean that you don't have some breakage here and there of that those feelings. That's only realistic. Professor would not try to tell you in any way that there's not room for you to feel bad sometimes, because you are going to feel bad sometimes. But the key is, go back to whatever you were doing to make you feel good. You agree?
Yep.
Go
and
back
like
to whatever
means. Not how you fall down, it's how you stand up.
That's right. That's right. And brush yourself off. My grandmother used to say that to me. When you fall, stand up, brush yourself off, and let's keep moving. And these these words were spoken to me in the cotton fields of North Carolina. My grandmother, the greatest psychologist I ever knew, who I don't even think she finished third grade. Her great grandmother was born a slave, and this woman had very little academic intelligence, but boy was she super smart.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. And she'd take me through the cotton fields, and I would fall in the cotton field. I never liked cotton, she told me. And every time that I would fall, she'd give me this look of get up. Get up now, brush yourself off, and let's go. And that still stays with me now.
All right.
And I believe that that's what truly motivates me to do what I do, to get on this radio every Saturday morning, just like you get on the radio show every Saturday morning, and do our thing. Because we know that somewhere along the line, somebody helped us visualize ourselves as whole and complete. And now we get on this radio station, Blog Talk Radio, that takes our voice and our energy all over the globe. And we share what we know with other people to hopefully help them remember that somebody loved you enough to see you as whole and complete.
Yep, that's right.
And you know what? What's really interesting to me is that a lot of people, not a lot of people, but there are students that I have that will tell me, well, nobody ever loved me. My parents didn't love me. They didn't care about me. And I never had anybody tell me anything positive. Well, I beg to differ. I beg to differ. And the same way I beg to differ that when I'm helping someone with a resume, they tell me there's nothing good that I've done in my life. And I'll dig deeply, and I'll find an attendance award somewhere that they had. I said, look at this. You were going to school and you didn't miss a day and you got an award for it. And
right.
They're like, oh, yeah, but that doesn't mean that. That's like a long time ago. It does mean something.
Right.
It's
important that you dig deep into everything that has happened to you in your life and praise God for it. Dance and be happy that someone recognized your goodness.
Right.
There are people, if you just dig, you just probably overlook them, or so many things have happened to you that you've forgotten someone in your life that believed in you as whole and complete. So I encourage our listeners, along with myself, to dig deep inside of ourselves to find that person. And you know, if it really is true that you've never had anyone ever, ever, ever believe in you or say something nice to you, go back and visualize a virtual family. And I'm going to let Nazim talk about that virtual family, which is part of his book, Connected. And how, if we don't, Nazim, I wanted you to just focus on the fact that if we don't have someone that told us these things, how we can create that positive parenting figure or caregiver that would be there.
Right.
Can you help us do that?
Sure, absolutely. I want to say something real important, is that For those who say that no one erred, cared, no one believed in me, and so forth, now in their mind, in their consciousness, that could be entirely true. But see, once you have low self-esteem, low self-worth, all right, you're not going to hear any compliments.
Mm-hmm.
Because people can tell you, you did a great job. You're not going to hear that. You're not going to hear that. If someone gives you a hug and says, you did a good job today, you're not going to feel that.
Mm-hmm.
So in your mind, no one did it for you. So this is why it's important. You have to love yourself. You got to feel good about yourself. You have to realize that you have divinity inside. You have greatness inside you. I have no one told you that, then just know that God has told you that. You see, and then God has told you that, and then what happens? Now, how do you find somebody on this earth to be that figure for you? You create them. That's how you do it. You know? You create them. So, how do you do that? Okay, well, this is what you do. Find some people out there that have some characteristics that you like. It might be a next-door neighbor who has a good smile. Okay? Take that smile. It might be a bus driver that always says, how you doing when you got on the bus? Take that that sincerity.
Not me.
All right?
Right.
And you piece together the qualities that you would like to see in a parent, in a father, a mother, a brother, a sister. You piece them together from people you know and have in like a collage. You put together into a person. Okay?
Mm.
And let that be your person that you love and admire.
Thank you.
Call Mr. Jones. Say, Mr. Jones, I'm so glad you're here for me. I love you, Mr. Jones.
Tonight?
You're the only person that really cares and knows me and believes in me. Thank you, Mr. Jones, for being there. And that's the person you created. That's your own personal relationship. And what happens in the process of doing that,
today or not,
you start doing great about yourself. And why? Because now you have a void, an emotional void inside you that is now being filled.
Yes.
And that's what we don't have. Once that feels, greatness business happens.
Yes. And so it's a, kind of like imagination, right?
Yeah. You gotta have that. When we're kids and talking about imaginary friends or playing with someone, encourage those kids. Yes. Tell me about your imaginary friends. What do they look like? What are they saying to you? Encourage that in those kids.
Yes.
Okay.
And you know, lately I have been putting together a little Christmas display. And I'm not really that eager, and I'm not going to get in a big discussion about what is Christmas and the religious overtones. I just want to say to the audience out there that I'm enjoying putting together this little village with snowflakes and trees and that kind of thing. And what happens, and here I am over 50, as a matter of fact, I'm 57 years old. And that's right, women out there, I don't mind speaking my age, okay? And then I'm imagining myself in this beautiful village because it's kind of like where I would have loved to have grown up. But I didn't. I grew up in the projects in Los Angeles. And it was a pretty scary place to live in for a kid. And you know what? Because I'm building and imagining myself in this village, the thoughts of living in the projects become so small and insignificant. Because in my mind, I'm so happy to visualize myself in a different place. To visualize the type of parents that I would have loved to have had, and the different friends that I would have loved to have. And that really does help, Nazim. I'm telling you, what you're teaching people in connecting who they are inside is really a big help. Thank you so much for your book. Your book will be available for purchase in a few months, right? Hello?
Yes, it will be. I'm back now. Yes, it will be. Matter of fact, we're looking at about the spring of 2011 now.
Okay, spring of 2011. You're going to look for his book. Will it be on Amazon or just available through your website?
Amazon. It'll be on Equal Productions. It'll be on TV.
Okay.
You can actually go through a Borders, a web page in order. You can be able to order it anywhere where they're selling books.
Give us a website that we can go to purchase your book.
Well, Amazon will have it at the time, but right now, if people want to connect with me and do pre-book orders, they can do that at nrbookclub@cox.net.
Okay.
nrbookclub@cox.net. And they can actually email me and actually do a pre-book order for $20.95, and I'll send them a PayPal link in order to make that happen if they want to do that.
Wow. Wow, that's wonderful. So NR is Nazim Rashid, is that right?
Yes.
That's right. Okay. So I hope our listeners got that, and I hope that this show has been enlightening in some way to you. The past three shows, this is part three of three, and I just want to share something with you from Dr. James Lockhart and his explanation of how to embrace perfect health. And that it leads into everything that we've been talking about this morning. And that is that the wholeness that is spirit is complete. There's nothing missing, nothing out of order in spirit. All is the perfection of the unfolding one that you are enfolding, okay? And this includes every aspect of your life as life exists completely, completely within God. Now, I hope you got that, listeners, that it exists completely within God. One moment, I have a chat coming in. I just want to make sure that I don't lose anyone that's trying to communicate here. Okay? All right, thank you. Just someone complimenting the show. No questions here. Okay. Now, let me go on and see what Dr. Lockhart continues to say, that as a perfect creation of the divine, that we have to refuse to entertain anything less than perfect health, prosperity, connection, and here we go, and love in life. So you're saying love in my life. Illness only occurs when it is invited. Get this. Illness only occurs when it is invited by a consciousness that is receptive to it. So in other words, when we're ready to receive a consciousness of being well, then that's what happens. But if we're ready to receive a consciousness that is illness, okay, any belief in sickness is released when we recognize that we are whole beings. For only health is natural. So, you know, he's saying that being healthy is a natural state of being. And that he wants us to move into a complete acceptance of the wholeness that is already the truth of our being. I say yes to this, and I feel the love in my heart. And Dr. Lockhart goes on in closure to say that we should be grateful for the awareness, this deepening and knowing. Only the truth should satisfy us. Only the truth. And only the truth is worth pursuing and accepting. I let go of anything but health, good health, and fall into the embrace of the one heart. And so it is. What a beautiful statement about embracing perfect health. We really thank our sponsors today that have helped, that continue to help us put our program together, especially the staff of White Apple Institute. We thank you so much. We've got about 15 minutes remaining on the show, and we encourage our callers to still come on board at 1-646-727-3758. Now, in closure here, I can't help but saying to you that when we are in this so-called illness state, we think of ourselves as diseased. I want you to know that every human being, as Dr. Lockhart mentioned, comes in with wellness, okay? Even those children that are born with developmental disabilities, even those children born when they are premature and have to be put into an incubator until they grow, there's still a perfect design within them. And there's a perfect design within you that keeps you going every day. And once you recognize this, my dear friends, you will have modified your mentality about being ill. That is the first step, is recognition. That is the first step. And I hope that even if this is not about you, and you say, well, I'm at wholeness. I don't ever let things get to me. There's someone in your life, someone that you know that will benefit from what we're saying this morning. And we hope that you will come back into the website at blogtalkradio.com/student2teacher. And
explore and play this recording.
For those who feel lost about their situation.
So do that. I can do that.
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? I hope it does.
But they say, if I cook dinner, you can leave with
dinner. Any closing statements here? I'd like to make one myself.
And y'all poker chips I've been hiding in that room.
Mmm.
Hey, you too, Apple.
That wasn't
me.
I'm talking to
Apple. Physical and spiritual, or physical, mental, and spiritual health is my, what I call my PMS formula. And when I'm in the classroom, I put that on the board and say, all of you have PMS. And I can tell you, many of the young men in my classroom get very upset about that until I explain that I'm talking about physical, mental, and spiritual health. Physical, mental, and spiritual health, PMS.
Come in here.
And it's just critical in our lives to stay there at awareness and balance in our life. Balance is so important. Staying balanced with our thoughts and our power and our resources. We have to be ready to evaluate our self-pity. We have to be ready, as Dr. Lockhart says, to embrace perfect health. Say it with me. I embrace
perfect health.
That's right. And that's important to do that every day. I do it throughout the day. So, even though I'm at this point in a wheelchair, like many of our listeners, and even though there are challenges to everyone out there who has to go somewhere or do something, and they feel uncomfortable because of the bodies that they're in for one reason or another, it could just be that nose job we were talking about earlier. But try that statement in your life and see how it will change you. I'm in perfect health. Thank you. We have about 11 minutes remaining on the show right now. And I'd like to make sure that everybody understands when we talk about physical, mental, and spiritual growth, what that really means. Now, physical health means that our body, of course, is receiving this information. And it's going to react. As many times as you say it, the body is going to react to it. And I'm very pleased to tell you that. Because we cannot move forward without adjusting ourselves, adapting to our so-called physical limitations. Second part on the physical is the way we look on the outside, the clothing that we wear, and the words that come out of our mouth are determining factors on whether or not you are truly physically healthy. So look in the mirror at yourself and determine that. The second part is our mental health. Oh, this is an area so overlooked. And so if you've been diagnosed with a mental limitation, which tells you that you cannot be touched, that is going to be the key for you there. My goodness, there's so many people with mental illness. It just continues to grow within them because they don't have this information. So share it with somebody, especially when you yourself are under the pressure of our court systems, of our political and economic. I don't want you to let your mental health get out of whack because of money. Money is famous. This greed of money, this need of money is famous for moving you away from the illness mentality. And last but not least, spiritual growth. Now, I'm not talking about organized religion. I'm talking about anything actually religious at all. I'm sharing with you what is found and can accelerate the process of growing older. And there we experience changes in this physical body. So hang on in there with me. And let's make sure that our PMS is balanced. What's PMS again? That's physical, mental, and spiritual balance in our life. That's unconditional. Unconditional love for you. So get in that mirror and look at yourself. Admit to your limitations, because we all have them. Now, wherever you go, you get to sit up straight in a chair and know that you are number one. You've been a wonderful audience. And the staff at White Apple Institute thanks you so much for being part of this broadcast this morning. And if there's anything else that our speakers want to say this morning, any of our guests, feel free to speak up.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Yeah, this is Consuelo.
Oh, good morning, Consuelo. Thank you so much for getting on air with us.
I've been listening to this show, and it's been so enlightening, and it's just beautiful that I can apply it to my life as well.
Yeah.
And I would like to ask you if there's time to repeat the website address you gave for Razin's book, because we couldn't hear it very well. But if you say it, it will be a little bit more clear.
Yeah.
And also, I didn't realize that we can just talk. I was waiting to have a number or a code or something to be able to be heard, and I didn't know that.
Right, right. And you are being heard very clearly, Professor Astetti. You're being heard very, very clearly.
Oh, that's
and
great.
Listening to you, and may I say that you continue to be an inspiration to all of us because of your support of White Apple Institute throughout almost 20 years now, supporting what we're trying to do out there to move people from that self-pity and that jealousy and the feeling bad about themselves, the self-pity, and moving into a, they don't feel that way, where they get sick of sickness. And they don't want to be sick anymore, and they just put their foot down. And they say, no more. No more.
No more.
Right. I will be sick. I will cease to think like this. Okay, I have a cold. Okay, this is going wrong with me here. My leg is hurting. My migraine headache is hurting. There are things that you can do to take care of that, like a Tylenol, some kind of pain medication, a cold rag over your head. This is for the migraine headache. A cold rag over your head in a dark room. And you can get off the broadcast and do that and take care of yourself. Because nothing can stop you. The greatest inspiration that I have is from Stephen Hawking, who's the greatest nuclear physicist that has ever lived. Boy, would I like to have him as a guest on the show. Because Stephen Hawking is a nuclear physicist, as I said, and he is in a wheelchair, and he actually operates that wheelchair to give us ideas about other beings, because we're not sure what is out there in this vast universe. And bring those concepts to us of perfection. We're so afraid, Consuelo. Okay?
Yeah.
Many of us are so afraid we hit the pity button so quickly.
Yes, unless there's a lot of discipline that, you know, like you said, the PMS discipline, that we all have to start with and then move to a situation where you are not so vulnerable anymore.
Uh-huh. You're not easy.
That's
right. You're not easy to take up a mentality that tears you down.
Exactly.
Right. You want a mentality that tells you you are well. And if they have a hard time with that, they can take the young ladies, the student that I was mentioning, who pastes affirmations all over her mirror and her refrigerator. And it says things like, I'm genius, I'm beautiful, you know, I'm smart.
Many of those things are really true. She just, you know, needs to realize it.
Yes, yes. And by doing that and reinforcing that every day, she's coming around to a whole new being.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Okay? And that's what we want. We want to see change happen with the student, the teacher, the student radio show on the internet. We want to see the change happen that's positive. And then we want to see them move from this very basic principle to listening to Nazim's show on professional and personal development at a different level.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope you join him. Nazim, would you give our audience your caller number? We have less than 1 minute remaining. So if you could give them a call and show.
Well, actually right now we're on vacation till January 8th because we're actually finalizing the book with the publisher. So we need more time to do that.
Okay, I remember that is on your notes. Thank you very much for reminding me. So January 8th, we'll make sure, if you could come on the show and make sure that we remember to stay tuned for your show after we finish Student to Teacher, that would be wonderful. Have a great holiday.
And I'm sorry, and we're going to have our series on self-image. Matter of fact, we're going to have our transpersonal life coach, Barbara Reynolds, will be joining us on the 8th as a special guest, and then we'll be talking about self-image part 2.
Right. All right, that sounds wonderful. So, listening audience, we thank you so much for being part of what we're doing here, and again, wishing you happy holidays. Don't spend too much money out there, and remember that there are silver bells. And Booker T and the MGs is closing us out right now with Silver Bells. Thank you so much for joining us. Much love and peace. We'll speak next Saturday.
Thank you.
dropping.
Oh, shit. I do need your help.
Oh, no, I got it.
You have a rag to wipe right there.
Yes, but I don't want you to knock it on the floor until I know you're not finished.
Yes. Oh, I'll tell you, the attorney girl over that. Yeah.
The one that
said
was
she
too
was
busy?
Sorry. Mm-hmm, because she was sorry.
That she had told you before that she was a consultant?
Mm-hmm. Like she said she did She says she sent me a newsletter, and in the newsletter it says that they are consulting for her, and that she was just helping me to write the grievance letter as a friend. But we talked about the suit. Then why didn't she tell me that when we talked about the suit? You know, that she said she wants to visit me next week. So people just get to me, you know, without like this. Yeah. I forgot to give,
You know what you want for lunch?
Hold on just a minute. what happens is that on the ink cartridges, that it automatically takes black from the color cartridge. Yeah. So it reduces the color cartridge. So you have to say black and white on the print. Oh, they got this thing so rigged up. It's just, yeah. So every time you use a black and white, you're actually still using the color, even if it's not color.
Wow.
Yeah. Because they put black in the color. Cute,
so,
huh?
So what's the point of even just buying black ink?
Oh, you won't buy black ink, then you won't run.
Exactly. So color is optional, but you gotta have black.
No, you gotta have color. It won't run without a color cartridge. Nope. Nope. Won't run without a color cartridge.
Yeah, that's rigged.
Oh, yeah. Definitely got it rigged. Can you stop that one? Thank you. Did you dust everything? Oh, no, you haven't cleaned the dust.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. And, all the house and the office. Okay?
It's
all right?
It's a duster.
And, Vina, I need you to fix that pie and that watermelon and cut the watermelon for me.
Yeah, I'm going to cut the watermelon tonight.
Okay. Yeah, if you just open up the can, if you don't feel like fixing a pie, I'll try to do the best I can with it.
Oh, no, that's not what I said. I thought
you
didn't hear me.
Oh, no, the sweep of the yams in the can?
No, I said I was going to cut the watermelon up tonight. You want me to cut it before I leave this morning.
Yeah. I'd like to have some.
You got a mixture or something? Because you never see your cut.
Uh-huh.
Need a mask or
well, the ninja will do all that.
Oh, you gonna do
it? Yeah. Honey, please, Father.
Oh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If I turn this oven on and put the pie in there, you go wash it and everything, you gonna be able to get it out there?
No. I'll just do it tonight.
Then what were you talking about? Someone said you would do it yourself.
I don't know, baby. My mind is really, I'm trying to get ready for this board meeting,
no,
okay?
I know. All
right.
Tell me no more tickets.
Okay.
I'll just do the best I can.
Hey, Vina?
Yeah?
Can you turn that down just a little bit? I'm going to try to put on something really slow right now. Oh, my God. Please hurry and get over this. No, I'm just talking. Thank you.
Pollen Pest Control, protecting you from roaches, mice, termites, and creepy exterminators.
Oh, they really want
for
you to buy
the inspection, call 1-800-GO-TRULY or visit TrulyKnowin.com. Truly Knowin. Good citizens, ruthless exterminators.
I do that on purpose. They interrupt the music. So they can make money. Huh? They want to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just do.
Well, that's the world I don't want to be part of.
Thank you. Manuela! Oh my Lord!
No, I'm sorry. I stopped the radio. I just filled my mind. It's filled.
Thank you.
I'm on the website, and I've been trying for the longest to get to something called the Arizona Room. Yes, my video, video talk boardroom. I'm trying again. Okay, hold on. I can turn it down right now. There you go. My video talk boardroom. Try it again. .com. Nope, it comes up. Sorry, the website, MyVideoTalkBoardroom.com cannot be found. I'll try Internet Explorer. So I went into My Video Talk team. That came up. I'm going to try Windows Internet Explorer, and see if I can get it from there. Because it's not letting me in to find it on Google. Are you able to get in okay? My video talk boardroom.com. Sorry, the website myvideotalkboardroom.com cannot be found. That's on Internet Explorer and on Google. Huh? Okay. Noise in my background? No, there's no noise here. That's way in the kitchen. All right. Okay. All right. Okay, please. That's why I have backup. Here, Manuela, let me let you get over here before I get on the phone, because I need to go play.
Okay.
I got to go pray for a while.
Treasures report.
That's crazy. Oh, it's
Sí. Yo estaba bendecido mucho. Me gané uno en la iglesia.
¿Te lo gané en la iglesia?
Me gané uno en la iglesia el año que pasó.
¿Y qué pasó? ¿Lo vendí?
Un Nissan 99 lo vendí.
Ah, está bien. Ya, mi hija, yo no quiero estar programado.
Sí, como la iglesia programado. Sí, lo que tenía que pasar.
Ajá, tú haces una iglesia. Ajá. Oye, este es Marvina, so you need, okay, so what time you want to do? Let's go again. Yeah, what time do you want to do your plan tomorrow?
Oh, 1 o'clock, probably before then. Yeah, I've been here in enough time to get some circuits and everything, but it would be easier if the boys were here. Ideally.
Because you can drive to the, you drive over there to Mesa.
You can park up to the other main and Sycamore. And get on the train.
Because see, this is when the tickets on the city, you can drive freely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All you have to do is
just
show your tickets.
If the U.S. always close to the stop over there, to the stop in the red.
Have you made it?
No, I'm not. It drops you off right in front.
Oh.
Right in front.
Okay. So it's ideal.
Okay.
So
yeah,
you
think it's
about parking.
Yes.
Handle parking or traffic. Yeah,
because if you're going to pay for parking, I thought this place, because it's not going to be so much, it's going to be more, so forget it.
Yeah, because like the closest parking I seen yesterday when I went down there, they do have a parking little garage that's right across the street from there, but it's $15.
No.
And that's the close, that's because it's so close.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, for her, that's where I would park at, but if we can take the train, then it's free, because we go up to the U.S. Airway Center, so like,
we're going to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. Okay. But why do you... Why do you not ask a Daniela to argue to this report?
I'm
sorry. You have to go early.
Go early where?
Oh, do you